This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, a Tuesday edition here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. Co-host today, UNK baseball coach Damon Day. What's up, man?
Good afternoon.
Welcome back. You've had some sick kids. You've got some baseball practice. You've been traveling. It's been a while.
I've been sick.
Thanks. Bring that in here.
Before we left for Colorado, before we left for our first opening series, I had came down with some influenza A.
Is that bad?
Yeah. So I was pretty sick. I had to drive separately, then get to ride on the bus. So. Ooh. Yeah. So, and then this week we were in Texas, and the colds and it's just that time of year just passes it right from high five to high five, as I always like to say. It just kind of seems like it's still cold season, and everybody's
You're trying to. I mean, let's face it.
Oh yeah.
You're not setting yourself up to be healthy.
No.
How hard is that? I mean,
it's
helping for everybody.
Yeah. It's a big focus of ours to kind of try to keep them as healthy as possible with the hand sanitizer, and everybody's got their own water bottle, and we kind of try to do some things around the facility as far as, you know, washing things down with bleach and doing a lot of laundry and trying to keep things as clean as possible. But at the end of the day, when you're just in that close of proximity with our guys, whether it be in the hotel rooms or in the buses, it just kind of floats around from guy to guy, and you try to handle it the best you can, but at the end of the day, it's just kind of what everybody has to deal with, and you got to go out and play when maybe you necessarily don't feel great.
When do you take off this weekend?
Thursday.
Thursday, so that's good. And you're going where?
Pueblo.
Pueblo. That's going to be a long drive for you.
Yes.
What time are you going to get back Wednesday night? Because I know you got big plans tomorrow night.
What's tomorrow night?
Well, now... Didn't you tell me, because you're going to be on the road,
yes,
you'll be gone for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
you'll be gone for Valentine's Day. So you've got the tickets. You and Jess, big evening out, big concert tomorrow night. This one happens to be in Omaha. I know how much you love this. I know you're going. I know you're checking out Barry Manilow tomorrow. You got reserved tickets and a fine evening out.
No.
I told you I couldn't chauffeur. Remember that.
Right. No. I wouldn't want to see Barry Manilow. I don't even know what Barry Manilow sings. So, actually, I think I'm taking my wife to see American Sniper tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. So that nothing speaks like romanticism.
Of course.
Like that. But, no. Barry Manilow, I don't even know. Give me a Barry Manilow song.
Here's what I'll go with Barry Manilow, because this, I think you'll remember. He sang the theme to American Bandstand. Did you remember Dick Clark, American Bandstand?
Fair enough.
Okay. You know, Mandy Casablanca, I write the songs. A lot of sappy stuff.
Okay.
A lot of sappy stuff. There's a couple things in there that are Las Vegas lounge act type stuff.
Okay. I get like him and Neil Diamond and kind of, you know, John Denver, get them all kind of confused.
Oh, boy. Neil Diamond fans are going to drive down here. Remember, you're sitting by the window.
Yeah, I don't even know who Neil Diamond is. What Neil Diamond sing?
Oh, God.
Sweet Caroline?
He sang America. Yes,
he sang Caroline. Oh, he's singing America.
He also sang America, communist. See, now you're back. You were so far over here past middle.
I know the song.
American Red. Now you're over here in commie colors again.
No, I have heard the song America. I just did not know who the artist was. I thought that was sung by Boston.
No.
The band Boston. I thought they sang America.
No. Never. Never. That's no. No, Neil Diamond. He's got
what? What was that in a movie?
Oh, yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't think that was in The Jazz Singer. That was the big movie he was in, though.
Okay, I don't.
See, now I guess I would have to check and see.
I have not seen the movie called The Jazz Singer.
Do I got that right? I think I got that right. Hey, I'm not a stalker.
Okay. Like I said, I am probably the worst guy to ask when it comes to any sort of musical anything.
How's that possible? You don't listen to music on your road trips at all?
Yeah, I listen to Pat Green.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Pat Green, Mumford & Sons, and Dave Matthews Band are the three groups that I have on my iPod.
Okay.
So.
Long as you've got it.
Yeah. So.
So, there you go. Just check.
Oh, that guy sings this then.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But he also sings Sweet Caroline, you know, the seventh inning stretch of Boston.
Yes, I didn't know that.
So there you go.
So, because I heard him sing it once.
Thank you.
I heard it, yeah.
If I have it wrong, I'm sure we'll get an email or
I'm sure somebody out there is right now just banging away on the thing, going like, you are an idiot. That's fair. I'll admit, I don't know when it comes to that, you know. Those types of things. So,
hey, folks, you can give us a buzz anytime on the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox for all of your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. See, the rest of the show could just be this.
Oh, that wouldn't be any fun.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Matt Davis of the Husker Sports Network, Nebraska-Wisconsin basketball tonight. The line is 9. The line is 9. Wisconsin favored by 9. How do you feel about that? I guess that's kind of where Jimmy and I and some of the folks we were talking with over the weekend kind of thought it would be. Probably not a whole lot lower than 8. If it was, then something was up. This 9 makes me think that the wise is to take Wisconsin in this one. But we'll see what happens tonight. 8:05 National Super Tuesday on ESPN Television and The Breeze, 94.5 for tonight's basketball action. Also, later on the program, towards our last segment, we're going to catch up with Sutton High School senior Noah Johnson, one of the confirmed walk-ons for the Nebraska football team. Ran for over 2,800 yards in just 10 games during his senior season for Sutton. So we'll be talking with him. Also, we're going to talk baseball with Damon Day, coming off a very good weekend down in Texas. Let's take a look at what's going on here with some of our emails, some of the things to chat about. What do we got here? Let's start with some action from yesterday. And this comes from Kurt, who says, very much enjoyed listening to Darren Erstad on your show. Is it possible to get Mike Riley or one of his assistants on your show this spring and then on a regular basis next fall during the season? Thanks for the great show, Kurt in Hastings. Even though Coach is more fan-friendly, football is about the only thing that has been nixed that may change with Coach Riley, and definitely an opportunity to have some assistance on the program as far as a regular basis. Not sure that that works during the season because, obviously, they try to stay busy. And let's face it, for the amount of people in the state of Nebraska, there are a ton of radios, talk shows. And one thing is you do have to be an affiliate. We are, so that's a good thing. We do have more access than many other talk shows, but we get that chance to talk to a variety of head coaches, and we'll see how that plays out. This also from the end of the show yesterday. We talked about the Tri-City Storm, had the 10-game winning streak. It was snapped. Coach Holton should get Coach of the Year hands down for what he has done this year with the team. The team goes from not even knocking on the cellar door to second in the West right now. Great times ahead. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. A couple of things going on. I know a lot of people don't. I think a lot of people follow women's basketball. They just don't want to admit it. Is that fair?
No.
Is that fair?
I disagree.
Number one and number two were on last night. Did anybody watch it until you knew that Connecticut was going to blow out South Carolina, went, I told you so, and then turned it?
No, I think women's basketball is like any other sport from the standpoint of if you're a fan, you're going to find a way to watch it.
Do you think Nebraska fans watch any women's basketball besides Nebraska women's basketball?
No.
I guess it would be a fair way.
I guess does any college baseball fan watch college basketball fan just because I think women's basketball has gotten to the point where they are their own separate entity with their own fan bases, but I don't think that they too many times cross over. I think that they don't cross over to bring in the casual fan. I would be interested to see last night how many casual fans they did catch early, you know. But Connecticut is, you know, there's that double-edged sword of, is Connecticut good for women's basketball? Yes, because it brings a tremendous amount of success and notoriety, and people want to see it.
And
but,
they're the villain.
Yes. But are they so good to where I didn't tune in last night because I knew UConn was going to win?
I tuned in just in case.
No.
Just in case.
I knew UConn was going to win because I was like, well, South Carolina.
I thought so, too. But they what if they don't? They got beat at Stanford. That's what I said yesterday, though. All these tough games, 90% of them, they play at home. When they get beat, it's when they go to Stanford or at Notre Dame or at a Baylor. That's about it. Road games against top five teams, that's the only time these guys seem to lose. Or if somebody catches them like Louisville in the NCAA tournament. But boy, they turned it on in a hurry against South Carolina last night. Tonight, the Nebraska men, as we said, will take on Wisconsin, and we'll be talking with Matt Davison here momentarily about that. Some high school hoops going on tonight. It's the calm before the storm as we get ready for the postseason locally and a lot of high school sports, and we're in that last month of the college sports from winter, and we're just underway in spring, so there's no, I don't want to say urgency, but there's no urgency. There's no urgency. You want to win. You want to keep doing well. If you're urgent right now, like Nebraska men are, that means you got to pretty much win out. That's why it's urgent. Urgent is past you by now. Either you're there's a handful of teams on the bubble, like Nebraska was. They weren't even on the bubble last year at this time. They were just starting that win streak, just getting going, and they'll. I don't even want to talk NCAA tournament with the Nebraska men because they don't deserve to be there. And to win all six or seven that are left ain't happening, because if they were, they wouldn't be having the struggles that they are now. So it'd be great, but I hope they get some wins. We'll see how it plays out. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Nebraska basketball, talk a little Nebraska football with a man that's on the mic for both, and that is Matt Davison of the Husker Sports Network. So stay with us.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sunshine developing across the area today with a high of around 60 with southwest winds of around 10 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll drop off to 31. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 37.
On the road again. Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thank God the Huskers aren't on the road tonight because, you know, actually maybe one of the best games they played on the road in conference was at Wisconsin. They only lost by 15. They actually scored 55 points. But, folks, if you're busy today and you need to take that break for lunch, then check out the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. One of the reasons that they are the best is their flame-broiled buffalo wings cooked over the open flame with one of their homemade sauces, which you choose, and there's so many to choose from. Seared onto the wing, giving it that one-of-a-kind flavor. And, of course, if you don't want wings every single time, homestyle pizzas, burgers, salads, you can get steaks, ribs, you can get appetizers. There's a kids menu. Maybe you just want to go on in for an appetizer and a cold one in the afternoon. Draws, long necks, and appetizers have that happy hour price every weekday afternoon from 2 until 5:30. And if you need to accommodate a large group, don't forget to reserve their party room. It's good for graduations, family get-togethers, a work after hours, whatever the case may be. Contact them at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. We welcome in Doug Duda and Damon Day with Matt Davison from the Husker Sports Network getting ready for primetime basketball tonight against Wisconsin. Who wants to watch Tirico and Dokic when you can listen to Pavelka and Davison? Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, guys. How are you? What's going on in Kearney? Huh? I haven't been out there in a while. Where's the love? I need an invite.
Well, you know, they said since we didn't cover the whole tab last time that we had to let a little time pass.
So, well, I'm just saying. I mean, I've been to North Platte. I've been to Columbus, been to Hastings and Grand Island. I mean, I used to come to Kearney all the time. Now I'm not feeling it. I don't know.
What's going on, man? Because you know the welcome mat is always open. You're just so damn busy, brother.
You're right, right. Well, you know, September to March, I'm sort of busy. The rest of the time, I'm not. I mean, how about a golf tournament? You know, maybe some sort of an event out there that I could be a part of. I mean, I don't know.
There's absolutely
anybody in
no
Kearney
doubt.
Listening, and you know, they should try to have me out. I'm not boring. I mean, let's get it going.
We'll get you on a boat. We'll get you on a golf cart. We'll get you on a hunting range. It'll
let's
all be good. Matthew, what's going on with our Big Red? How could there be such discrepancy on the road and at home?
Yeah, guys, I'll tell you what. It's been tough games to call. You know, not putting the ball in the hole is frustrating, and you know, I still contend that we're getting good shots. I don't think it has anything to do with, oh, maybe we're not running the right offense or whatever. I mean, I don't think we're doing anything too complex. But at the same time, you know, I don't think they're taking bad shots for the most part. We're not turning it over 20 times a game anymore. But we're just not shooting the ball well. I think that's what it comes down to. We're not a great shooting basketball team. We don't have guys that have great skill shooting it. And, you know, we do a lot of things pretty well. We're great defensively. We play hard. We're athletic at a lot of positions. But, you know, the shots aren't falling. And any time they're not going in, it just puts so much pressure on the rest of your game to not turn it over and to play better defense. And it becomes frustrating. So, you know, there's no doubt that there's frustration in the locker room and with our fans that are watching the games. And even with my boy Kent Pavelka, he's a little frustrated. So, you know, it's been tough to watch.
Damon Day here and watching the season unfold and hearing all the pundits and everybody kind of have a reaction and being someone that's seen so much of the frustration that you're talking about. Is the season a disappointment or is it a more the fact that they were just so overrated for the personnel that they had?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think there's a little bit of both there. You know, every time I see Walt Pitchford kind of do something stupid, or every time I see, you know, Tyrann Petaway take a bad shot, I guess I have a little bit of euphoria. It takes me back to a year ago because these guys took us on a run that we did not see coming a year ago. We were 9-9 and made the NCAA tournament for the first time in 16 years, and all of our fan base and everybody in the state of Nebraska was excited about it. And so, you know, I guess I give these guys a little bit of a hall pass if they're not playing well. I just think about the big shots that they hit a year ago, and every time I see one of them do something that's not so smart this year, I think, man, boy, they played well last year. So, you know, that's kind of the way I've approached it. I mean, I think the truth of it is, guys, we got really hot for about 6 weeks a year ago. And you know, overachieving is not a word that's in my vocabulary. So a lot of people have said that to me from a year ago. I don't believe in that. I think they maximized what they had a year ago. I think that's true. And they went on a run and made the tournament. And everybody thought then, well, with all the guys coming back, you know, preseason ranked, and, you know, we should have a better season. But it's still the same guys. And the problem is they're just not playing quite as well as they did last year. And that being the case, all of a sudden they've lost some games that they probably shouldn't have lost. And expectations were high, and they haven't met those. And I think that's disappointing for the guys. They feel that pressure. They want to play better. Our coaches want them to play better. I think they're doing and preparing all the same ways they did a year ago. They're just not hitting those big shots in the big games like they did last season.
Matt Davison with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Miles is trying to stay positive. He has to find a different way to paint the picture after each offensive struggle. And after tonight, four of the next five on the road. I don't want to make this over important. This is more of a feel good game. They're not in a position to do anything right now, but they do have to have some positives tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the reality is Wisconsin's probably better than they were a year ago, and Nebraska's obviously not playing as well as they were a year ago. So, you know, we can all think about that Wisconsin game a year ago, and it was probably the best game I've ever been a part of in a basketball arena as an announcer or a player. I mean, it was unbelievable, and most people that were there watching on TV, you know, have a great memory from that game. But it's going to be tough tonight, guys. This is a team that doesn't beat themselves. They lead the country in fewest turnovers. They have three guys shooting 50% from three in Big Ten conference play. They can all shoot it. You have to guard them all. They just are very good. They're well coached. They have a bunch of good players. They have three pros on their team that'll play in the NBA. So it's going to be a tough night. It doesn't mean we can't win, though. You know, this place is going to be electric. PBA is going to be on fire. And home court advantage in basketball is the biggest home court or field advantage in any sport, in my mind. And so, you know, they're going to need a big lift from the crowd. They have to make some shots early, I think, to get some confidence, and hopefully they have a shot. But definitely, you know, you just want to play well tonight and give yourself a chance and hang around till the last 4 or 5 minutes. There's a reason Wisconsin's top five in the country. They're that good. They can beat anybody on a given night. And so it's going to take a lot to get it done tonight, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see.
With the frustration that obviously with the inability to score on a consistent basis, how has Coach Miles' staff handled it, do you think, from a coaching standpoint? And what are some two or three things that you really see them trying to emphasize to kind of get over that hump from an offensive standpoint?
Well, you know, I think we had a spot in the middle of the season where teams were starting to not guard some of our guys. And you know, we saw a bunch of zone, and teams knew who they had to close out hard on and who they didn't have to chase to the three-point line. And when you're not guarding two or three guys on the floor very hard or closing out very hard, it makes it tough on the guys that can score to have any sort of driving lanes. And so it really put our offense in a bind. You know, I think they've tried everything, you know, shoot more in practice, the mental side of things, talking to them about confidence, showing them clips from games where they have played well and have hit big shots to try to put them in a good place mentally. I think they've freed up some of the guys that were hesitant to shoot early in the year because they're not great shooters. You know, they felt like they didn't want to press and shoot too many threes. I think they had to tell them at some point, hey, if you're open, you got to catch and shoot in rhythm. There can't be a hesitant moment when you catch it on the perimeter. You know, you have to step into the shot and think you're going to make it and let it rip, whether it's Benny Parker or Ty Webster or Taren Smith. Those guys have to be confident enough to catch and shoot on the perimeter. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, the first open shot, you have to take it. But, you know, if it's within the offense and you catch a pass that comes from the inside out, you know, let it fly and see what happens. So I think they've tried everything, you know, the physical side, shooting more, trying to give them more of a break maybe so that their legs are a little stronger during games. I think they've tried the mental approach. We have a great staff, guys. We have a veteran with Jim Molinari. Obviously, Tim is a great coach. Chris Harriman's as good as it gets. Kenya Hunter. I mean, we have a great staff here. And so they've tried everything. And I think, you know, at some point you just go, you know, hey, guys, we can't shoot it for you. You know, they're getting open shots, they're not making them, and next thing you know, confidence, you know, is waning, and pretty soon you're losing games, and you're in a position where you're trying to scrape your way to the NIT, and I don't think anybody saw that coming before the season started.
So, because I want to get a couple football thoughts from you too, Matt, but what is still ahead? What's realistic? What are they saying behind the scenes a little bit? You get to talk to Coach when the mic's not on. What do we do? What does Nebraska do here over the next month?
Well, I mean, I think to get to the NIT, you probably need 17 wins. I don't think 16 probably does it. So you got to somehow get to 17, whether that's including the Big Ten tournament or not. So, you know, can you find three more in the regular season and you know, maybe four more and get to the NIT? I mean, if you go on nobody saw the run coming last year. It's not like we played our way completely out of the NCAA tournament, but, you know, realistically, we're probably not going to make it unless something really special happens. And so, you know, I think 17 probably does it for the NIT. Maybe 19 or 20, depending on which games they are, would do it for the NCAA tournament, but that would take a really special run, obviously.
Yeah, 6-1, then we can start talking bubble again for Nebraska.
Down the stretch, exactly.
Here. Matt Davison with us for another couple of minutes. Remember, tonight's game is on the Breeze, 94.5, and pregame's at 7:05 with tip-off set for 8:05 from Pinnacle Bank. It was the last game of the regular season last year. The weather was kind of like what we've had the last 2 days. People were out downtown. They were enjoying it going into that night game. It was about as perfect as it could be for basketball, and as Coach Miles said yesterday, the situation is a little bit different. Situation obviously different across the hall there in the football offices. Matt, what'd you think of signing day? And are you one of those guys that pays a whole lot of attention to what's coming in, or are you one of those guys that says, "Let me know in 2 years"?
You know, I'm somewhere in between. I don't pay a lot of attention to the recruiting side of things, partly because it's during basketball and that takes a lot of my time, and partly because, you know, I get a little bit tired of high school kids flip-flopping back and forth and all the attention that's given to kids that a lot of times in my mind it puts too much pressure on a high school kid with expectations going into college and covers of magazines and announcements on national TV and all of that stuff. I mean, I realize that's where we are today with college football but it doesn't mean I have to devote a bunch of time to it. So I really don't until the guy's signed. And once they sign and they become a Nebraska Cornhusker, then, yeah, I'm on board, and I want to know more about them, and I read about them, and I watch their films. And I, you know, from everything I've gathered, I think we put together a pretty good staff. You know, Mike Riley and these guys had a short season to try to put together a class, and they did a good job of holding together the guys that Bo Pelini had put together for this class. And then they added some pieces that I think were pretty good. So, you know, yeah, you're right when you say give it a couple of years to know how good these guys are going to be. The reality is half of them probably will never play here. You know, maybe if you get 7 or 8 of them that are big-time contributors, that's probably a pretty good class. If you get 1 or 2 guys that are all conference-type guys, that's probably a good class. So, you know, which ones of them will it be? I don't know. But, you know, guys change. Their bodies change so much. It's different than basketball or in football, you know. Basketball, you can either shoot it or you can't. You maybe have one skill that's really good and you come in and you can play right away in basketball. In football, you might need to grow physically, mature physically, and really you've never been hit till you get to college football. So all these guys that were great linebackers or great linemen or whatever, they were dominating in high school, and all of a sudden they get to college and they get hit in the chops a couple times and it doesn't work out. So, you know, it's really hard to predict great players in football in my mind.
A little bit northwest of Tecumseh, Nebraska, is Sutton. And later on in the show, we're going to talk with one of the walk-ons, Noah Johnson. C2 football, undefeated until they got to the playoffs. He played as a sophomore in the state championship game. He was second, I believe, in the state's rushing totals this year at 2,890 yards. And he's going to walk on at Nebraska. What would you say to a young man like that? He's from a similar situation as you, only he's going to be a walk-on running back / linebacker.
Well, I would say welcome and enjoy it. You know, whether it's 4 or 5 years that he has coming up, it's going to be 4 or 5 of the best years of his life. He's going to develop bonds and friendships that he will have forever. and guys that will be his best friends for life. So, you know, on the personal side of things, he is about to embark on just an unbelievable life experience. You know, when it comes to the football side, I'm proud of him that he's taking this challenge to walk on in Nebraska. It's obviously a special place. You know, the fan base and the support, the football game days here at home are unbelievable experiences. And, you know, all you can do is go in there and use all the tools that Nebraska gives you, you know, from the weight room to the staff to the academic support, the coaching, you know, approach it every day, try to get better, try to hone your skills to somehow get on the field. And you know, maybe it's at linebacker for him. Maybe he can go to the defensive side and run down some punts and kicks early in his career. And maybe, who knows, in 3 or 4 years he could play a lot on defense. I mean, I've seen tape on him. I think he's a tough kid, and that's the kind of kids that we need here. Nebraska players that come into the program typically work really hard. They bring a work ethic and a blue-collar mentality to the locker room that's good for everybody to see. And so I don't think we can get enough kids like him. I'm just really happy that he decided to come to Lincoln.
And we go to our Twitter here to wrap things up. This comes from a Big Daddy hashtag, My Melon Is Huge. He says, Matthew, were you a 4 or a 5-star?
Of course I would get that question from him. you know what? I think I always tell people I was a 0.5-star. I was a 0.5 of 1-star as a junior in high school. And then amazing how that works. You know, you get offered a scholarship from a few places, and all of a sudden you become a 2-star, a 3-star, whatever I ended up, I don't even know. But, you know, I don't get into all that stuff. I think you have to evaluate kids as best you can as a coach. And you see it all over the country. You know, a kid is a 3-star player, and he gets offered by Oklahoma or Texas or Florida State, and all of a sudden he's 4 stars. And so, you know, I don't get into it all, but I know I wasn't very high on the list when I came out of high school. But luckily, Coach Osborne saw something, and I was able to get on the field a little bit.
And we have some Tri-City folks coming down for the big game tonight. They want your advice on where to pregame at in the Haymarket. Any advice?
Well, I mean, I would obviously go to the rail yard. It's going to be good. You know, I think people might actually be able to drink a beer outside today.
Any
I don't
place
know,
specific?
But I would go to Gate 25. You know, I've heard that that's a great establishment. You know, for those that don't know, there's 24 gates at Memorial Stadium. And so we named it Gate 25 as the 25th gate. It's kind of like the 19th hole, and I know everybody knows about that. So, you know, cold beer, get the fans ready to go for the game. Why not start out with a couple coldies before we beat Wisconsin, huh?
You are just a marketing genius. We will be listening to the game tonight, Matt. As always, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, enjoy.
Hey, if I can't be physically invited to Kearney, at least I can be invited over the airwaves. I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks a lot.
I'm looking at the golf schedule. We will give you an invite.
All right, fellas.
See you, man. Matt Davison joining us here. What do you think? He's probably, well, I know he's better than me, and you're a stick. So there's a three crew right there.
Yeah, I don't know. If he walked in the door right now, I don't know if I would recognize what he looks like. So I don't know if he's...
Well, he looks different than his playing days. He's kind of shaved the melon up a little bit.
Yeah, when you said the catch...
Yeah, don't.
We were efforting before he came on, and he was giving me a little background because I didn't know who he was. And so when you referenced the catch...
Yeah, the problem is this is all
I think
just
there's all
rolling here.
Right, I think there's all... In every state, there's a different catch. You know, so, but
there's the Clark catch and the Matt Davison.
I thought he came out every fall and spoke, or is that a different Husker personality?
He's out from time to time.
Okay.
He was out this past fall in Hastings for the Tom Osborne leadership.
Right.
I don't know.
I know he's big in the teammates organization.
Yep. Okay. Has his own foundation. So
yeah, good.
Thanks, Matt, for joining us on the program today, folks. If you are looking to get out and about, going to the Wisconsin game, going wherever you need to go, state tournaments are coming around. Maybe you need to pilot a whole load of folks. Well, Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can take care of you with the President's Day sale happening now at Midway Chevrolet. You can get an additional $1,000 cash allowance on 2014 or 2015 eligible Volts, Cruises, Impalas, Camaro. You'd look good in that, Damon. In stock the longest. You'll see them right now at Midway. For full details, you can go online to thinkmidway.com and see their full Chevrolet selection. It's the President's Day sale happening now at both dealerships, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. They've always got great ideas and updates for you to go along with their daily hassle-free prices. When we come back, we've got Noah Johnson a little bit later on from Sutton. He's walking out of Nebraska, but we're also going to get an update on Loper Baseball. They're world famous. Damon Day will take off his co-host hat and put on his manager's cap right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Revent, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scopes. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Registration is now open at the Hastings YMCA for Spring Youth Sports. This is a great way to get your child involved in some fun activity and team interaction. The Spring Youth Sports season runs April through May with spring soccer, volleyball, and flag football. Parents who volunteer to coach get free registration for their kid to play. Maximum 2 children free per team. Contact the Hastings Y today for more information on coaching a team or for registering your youth for spring soccer, volleyball, or flag football. Find out more at hastingsymca.net.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug and David Day with you on this Tuesday, February 10th. Don't forget, there is going to be great basketball on 1230 AM KHAS tonight. Three of the four teams are rated, and Adams Central's girls are having a solid season, trying to bounce back from an upset that they suffered in the conference tournament. Adams Central, St. Cecilia, 1230 AM KHAS. That's a doubleheader that should be like no other. And when we're talking like no other in the field, it is your TNL hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation system. Farmers, don't let time slip away. You realize it's February 10th. It's fair. Yeah, wasn't it Christmas week last week? Oh, I got forever. I can get it in for preventative maintenance. Oh, I got all kinds of time to get ready for this upcoming season. Well, don't let your Don't let your pivot system be the last thing that you take care of. Take care of it today. TNL's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of TNL's hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons that you should contact your local TNL dealer and find out more about TNL's hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. TLIRR.com is there. If you don't know who your local dealer is, where they're all over central Nebraska and northern Kansas and wherever you can listen to us, because they take care of every state in the country and over 60 countries worldwide. That's why TNL irrigation systems are like no other. The MIAA has released its baseball players of the week. The pitcher of the week is UNK's Dalton Cowan, 1-0 with a 1.38 ERA through two starts. Now, we do not have the offensive player of the week because you can't be a hog, but SportsCenter MIAA player of the week, I'll take SportsCenter. Damon, let's talk a little Loper baseball. 1-2 the first weekend. You drop the first game down in Texas, but then you run off three in a row against probably better competition than you saw against Metro. Put some runs on the board, which is always important.
You know, our first weekend, we just didn't play very well. We just kind of, I think we didn't match Metro State. They were opening their brand new stadium. It was kind of a big weekend for them. It was a big deal. And we didn't really match their intensity. And we kind of came out in game number one that weekend and just won. I mean, we just kind of didn't, you know, left some guys on base. And then in game number two, we were kind of ahead. And I think we just kept feeling like, oh, we'll add. And we never did. And then wham, with the swing of the bat, the game's, you know, we're down 3-2 and you're trying to find some energy and some. And so I think we took the first weekend because then we lose game number three in a very non-competitive manner. And I think that we just took that first weekend for granted, just kind of thinking that, you know, we'd had all this outside time to practice and do some things. I felt like we were prepared, but we just didn't match Metro State's intensity. And you got to tip your cap to what they were able to accomplish. And I mean, they were at an intense level. They were at a conference tournament type level. And I think our guys were kind of didn't match that at all. And then I was really proud of the way we rebounded this weekend. Tough loss on Thursday night. You got number 9 in the country, you know, and
they got extra innings.
They got a guy on their side just doing it, and our guy's just doing it, and they're both making big pitches, and no one can kind of seem to get the real big knock. And so, you know, we throw it away in the 10th on a bunt play that, you know, I appreciated the aggressive call, but, you know, probably not the right time to make that aggressive of a play, and we end up, you know, kicking it down the line, and they end up beating us on it. And so I was really proud the way we responded the next day. You know, and the next day we jump out to a lead. We got Wichita Baptist down. We're feeling pretty good, and then we make some mistakes in the bullpen, and we don't catch and throw the baseball the way we're capable of, and we lose it. And that's where Kyle Honeycutt steps up. You know, we get our first two guys on, and we can't execute a bunt, and then we get a strike. We get back strikeouts, and then Dylan Schroeder steps up with guys on first and second, and hits an absolute missile right up the middle, right off the guy's leg.
Ooh.
And that ball doesn't leave the infield, and so we can't get the tying run in. So now we got bases loaded. Our guy just hit a ball. Absolutely is, you know, exactly what you're talking about in that situation. And so now we got the bases loaded, and Kyle Honeycutt's up, and he gets down counted. It's a 1-2 count, and this guy throws it up there, and boom, grand slam. And it was special. It was obviously, if you haven't seen it, it's on Lopers.com and some other areas, and it was just a huge, huge swing of the bat for him from that standpoint. Capped off the cycle. He had I think he went single, double, triple, and then finished it off there late with a grand slam walk-off to get it. And just a resilient effort from our guys to find a way to win that game. And then we really took that momentum, the kind of the rest of the tournament, to kind of jumpstart us. So it was definitely a big blow for Kyle to come up and get such a big hit for us. But, you know, that young man is one of those guys that went down last year. You know, he was a sophomore last year for us. He kind of had a starting job, lost his starting job, just got his starting job back, and then separated his shoulder, and his season was over with, and he didn't get cleared to be back with us now until just this past November. And so for him to kind of battle through the way that he has and step up and have that type of game, I'm just really proud of him and really excited for him.
At what moment, because you guys are probably in the team hotel or something, somebody saw it on TV or got texted or something? What was, I mean, there had to be like 1-2. I saw it locally, when we got back from basketball because it had been put up on the website. I don't know when it first made its appearance on ESPN. At what moment did things get a little crazy for the team when they first saw it?
It was really crazy for us as a coaching staff and support staff because Peter Yazvak, our SID, was kind of – we were getting emails back and forth from ESPN. They wanted to see it. They wanted – you know, they needed video of it, this, that, and the other thing. And so we thought it was going to be more of a segment. Well, then they turned it around – and incorporated Twitter into it from David Bodiger, one of our left-handed pitchers who tweeted SportsCenter Top 10. And that's actually how it got on. So all the stuff that the coaches and our baseball ops guys were running around trying to get to Peter didn't even make the air. And the guy who just sent the tweet got it on air. And that morning, we didn't catch it. It didn't get open to Dallas into the morning. We had something going on where they kept going Dallas commercials on ESPN. Kept going past the top plays. So like when they would return, it would be like, you know, on the side, yeah. It said top plays. Well, when we would get back, it would already be on to the next thing. Huh. But then when it happened in the morning, everybody was down. It was pretty cool. it was a pretty cool experience for the kids. And I'm just really proud of the way they really showed up on Saturday and played really, really well. It was a morning game, kind of a huge game the night before. And we just kind of methodically went out and really grinded from first pitch to last pitch and found a way to beat a gritty Southwest Oklahoma team. And that's the thing that I love to see most from a coaching standpoint is, you know, we didn't let Southwest Oklahoma off the hook because we were still celebrating Friday. We kind of showed up Saturday with a purpose, and then on Sunday took it to the 22nd ranked team in the country and went down there and, you know, 3-1 in that type of tournament against the best competition in our region was a huge, huge boost of confidence for our baseball team.
And real quickly, just a word on Dalton since he is the pitcher of the week.
Dalton's pitching pretty well. No, Dalton's doing a great job for us. He's a leader for us. You know, Coach Clapp's, I think, going to be in tomorrow on our Loper link, and I'll let him kind of elude a little bit there. But Dalton's a fifth-year senior for us that just competes, and he's our number one guy. Went out and pitched like a number one guy against the number nine team in the country and made big pitch after big pitch. And, you know, we just couldn't hold on to it late for him. But he's been a rock for us in both his starts. Just set a tone for us and has done the things necessary to kind of give us ourselves a chance as we kind of struggled here a little bit. And that's the thing I'm most proud about with Dalton is he's not pointing the finger at the offense or, you know, God, I should be, you know, this, that. And the other thing, he's handling it like a pro's pro from the standpoint of, you know, I'm doing my job, I'm throwing strikes, I'm getting outs. And so the maturity level of our baseball team, I'm really excited to see us grow from weekend number one to weekend number two and just start to kind of get back to being a little bit more process-oriented and be paying a better attention to detail is something that I'm really excited about where we're at heading into Pueblo. So,
well, you guys got your Sports Center moment, and I think our next young man has had plenty of highlight reels locally. Hopefully he'll be able to take that to the next level, and we're pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show one of the best running backs in the state of Nebraska, and Noah Johnson is going to walk on at the university, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Damon Day. Noah, thanks for giving us some time here today. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me up.
Well, it's been
radio today.
It's been great watching you play football first, and now that kind of the time from the high school has passed along, can you take us through what was on your plate? Obviously, we want to get into the coaching change, and the walk-ons weren't brought up so much. So, when did you get that opportunity to join Nebraska, and what were you thinking from your senior year while all this was going on?
You know, during the year, you know, people would always ask me, you know, if Nebraska ever offered you, would take it immediately. You know, I knew I would. So, I think it was two Fridays ago, actually. I got an email from Coach Gunderson, you know, just kind of asked about what I had going on for recruiting and whatnot. And, it wasn't until like that Monday, the next Monday there, He asked me to walk on, and as I always said, you know, I would take it immediately, and I did. So that's a pretty good deal.
The moment that you got the offer, and maybe even the moment that you said yes, I know if it was me, I'd be doing a little celebrating, running around the block, making some noise. What was your first reaction?
Well, I was sitting there with my head coach Steve Raymer, and you know, I think that might have been only like second hug I've ever given him. So yeah, it's a pretty exciting moment.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. What about the family reaction?
You know, they're obviously, you know, really happy for me. It's one of the time opportunity, you know, to get a play at a school like Nebraska. So, you know, everyone's pretty happy with the deal.
Noah Johnson's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to walk on at the University of Nebraska, play a little football. Before the offer had come your way, Noah, what else were you considering? Did you have something pretty close to being done? What were some other offers?
You know, I had a lot of schools like Doan, Westlake, Concordia, you know, were looking at me. I had a UNK. They gave me a good offer, but actually, like a couple days before, Nebraska contacted me. Another running back took the offer. So, you know, after that, kind of like, I guess I wasn't an option, you know, things kind of get a little more tense in the recruiting process, and I kind of knew I had to start figuring things out. And it was pretty much down to Doan and Westland before Nebraska contacted me.
Well, thank God. You know, I say this from time to time, and I don't mean this against the schools the wrong way, but I'm just a firm believer that from time to time I see an athlete that you would have been a steal for anybody in the GPAC conference. You'd have been a flat-out steal for anybody in the NAIA and GPAC conference. So hopefully your talent translates. And you've talked with Gunderson. Have you talked with Coach Riley, any of the other coaches? Have they told you what your plan is, or is that still kind of as far as what they want you as far as an athlete, offense, defense? Has that even been addressed yet?
No, I haven't talked to any other coach except for Coach Gunderson. I haven't really talked to him about what position they're looking at me as. But as far as now, they're just getting a walk-on day together. All the walk-ons can come up and talk to all the coaches. And I'm guessing then you know, talk to us more about where they see us in the future and what they want us to be at. So kind of wait until that day.
Noah, did you talk with anybody else? Do you know any other guys that have played for the Huskers or had any advice for you about this process?
Actually, my uncle, Brad Johnson, he played for the Huskers back in the 80s. And so, you know, it's kind of cool to keep a tradition. I don't know how big a tradition it is, but keep it going in the family a little bit, you know. And I don't know, a lot of support from, you know, like coaches, you know. It's kind of a no-brainer, you know, to take an offer like that from Nebraska, so.
Here's a question that hopefully time heals all wounds, but we've talked about this. You got such a rotten draw in the first round of the playoffs for being as good as you guys were. Your thoughts on not getting that opportunity to play maybe one more game where you would have broke the state rushing record? To some guys, that's nice to have, and I'm sure the politically correct answer is, you know, I would have rather won the game than had 2 yards rushing, but is that in the back of your mind at all?
Yeah, you know, that game pops up once in a while, you know, talking with the teammates and everything. It's one more game, and could have had another record. And, you know, the thing is, I think my teammates talk about it more than me, and they regret losing that game more than I do almost. I do regret it, but they always kind of seem to bring it up and be like, oh, you could have another record and done a lot more things. But, you know, It was an unfortunate loss, but, you know, learned from it, and everything happens for a reason, so we'll move on.
Last minute here with Noah Johnson, Sutton, everything, but we call him running back. He obviously did great things on the defensive side of the ball from his linebacker position. He's going to walk on at the University of Nebraska. We joke about it in the media, but how do you feel after you run the ball 50, 52, 57 times? You ever look at Coach Raymer and go, come on, man?
I think it was thanks to the game. I carried the ball for like 57 times, and that last drive there, I carried it 14 times in a row, I believe. And at the time, you know, the adrenaline running so high, I didn't realize what I was doing at the time. And after the game, you know, I was still really pumped up. And I didn't really affect me at the time. But, you know, Saturdays, that was a little different story.
Noah, you can answer this yes, no, or no comment, but we're going to find out Tuesday who's all in the Shrine Bowl. Are we going to see you in Kearney this summer?
Yeah.
Good. I'll take that as that's a good sign then. So we'll hopefully be able to talk about your name next week. Last question, Noah, we'll let you out of here. You guys have had such a good run there at Sutton. Is there a moment or a game or a play that stands out? Hopefully you'll have a lot more of them in your collegiate career, but when you look back at Sutton, what's that one moment that sticks out to you in your football career?
Since the game, like I talked about a little bit earlier here, you know, they're one of our big rivals, and we always like to beat them. So, yeah, it was a great game. We were down there, and we had the ball in the 20 with 6 minutes left. You know, it sounds like a lot of time, but we drove down the field on them and only gave them like a minute and a half, and got an interception at the last couple seconds of the game and won it. So that was a pretty exciting game for us.
Well, Noah, we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we'll get to chat with you as your Husker career continues to unfold. And we wish you the best of luck, man, and enjoy the rest of your senior season here at Sutton.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Noah. Best of luck, man. Noah Johnson, I'll tell you what, this Sutton was one of those teams. They had Cole Wise. They were just a fun team to watch. Cole led them there, and Noah was his, not backup, but they were the 1-2 punch there. And they would throw the ball 4 times a game, would be heavy. That'd be heavy.
That's a heavy passing attack day.
That's a heavy passing attack.
I sit down, do some band work. You got 5 throws in a day, son. I got to shut you down for a couple of days.
I mean, the receivers coach didn't have to do a whole lot. You know, I had to teach him how to block. He had less work than the kicking coach.
There you go.
So it is just, again, it's great to see some of these kids get an opportunity. And I think Noah has the motor. 6 foot, 200 pounds is what he's officially listed at right now. Everybody wants to be an inch or two taller, but he's not 5'8". He plays sometimes like that because you can't find him, but he's just a great athlete like we have around the area. Coming up, we're going to have our final couple says and our Cunningham's Comedy Clip debuts for this week. Chance to win tickets to Thursday night's Cunningham's Comedy with Jason James. So stay with us. It's next.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri-Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It tips off Tuesday as Adams Central takes on St. Cecilia on 1230 AM KHAS with more basketball Thursday and Friday. Saturday, it's the Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. And Saturday on Classic Hits, it's the finals of the D3 Wrestling Tournament from Elm Creek. But it all starts Tuesday, Adams Central, St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS. Doug and Daddy Show wrapping things up. Our Cunningham's Comedy Clip coming up in just a moment. Damon Day getting ready to head out to Pueblo. Do you get nostalgic when you go out to the old RMAC spots?
No, not at all. Not in the very least bit. But Coach Sanchez at Pueblo always have had a great rivalry with them, and so it's always fun to get to. It's funny though, no one on our team even.
No.
Remembers it, so it's a little different. A little different from that standpoint.
Show them the sights. Yeah. Show them the sights. Hey, it's time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday who has the best chance of winning the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament between 1 and 2, South Carolina, Connecticut. Not about the game last night, but about who could win it all. There were some votes for South Carolina, but 75% said Connecticut. I think you just got the anti-Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was like anybody but Connecticut.
Yes. That's what you would have gotten
you
the same
put
guys
down
to vote.
Marist, and yep. I'm going to vote for them. So yep. There you go.
SUNY, whatever, you know, SIU New York or whatever it is. SUNY, I'd have chosen them over Connecticut.
That should be a Jeopardy category someday. Division I college men's basketball programs, IUPUI-CDJKW. Today we ask you at ESPNSuperstation.com, are you in favor of having more postseason college basketball tournaments? Right now we've got the Big Dance with 68. Then you've got the NIT. Then you've got the CBI, and I think there's another one. I think there's actually three other tournaments. I don't know who could still get into these tournaments. If you got double-digit wins, you're in. Continue your season.
I want to see the 0-27 versus 0-20. I want to see the below double-digit tournament.
Give somebody a chance to taste winning.
Yeah. Build them up a little bit.
I don't think coaches would accept that invitation, do you?
Well, it all depends. If you got a young team, yeah, it's just two more weeks of practice, and I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, if you got a young team and you can make it to that conference tournament, then you get 5-6 extra days of practice.
And, I say no.
You know,
I vote no. ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the Midtown Mark cooler question. Do you believe? I don't have the numbers to back this up, but however you want to put it, and I know you have to be careful as a coach, but basketball season is the longest season of the year, or does it matter anymore? Is it because we know that Nebraska football comes back off the bowl game, takes the 2 weeks it takes or whatever time you get before, and then you're like into conditioning, so it's almost a year-round sport. You get very, like Dan Hawkins said, you know, we give them 3 weeks. Let's get a week off here, week off there, week off there. This ain't intramurals, baby. So does it matter what sport you play now?
No. At the college level, it does not matter because you're doing it all the time. I mean, NCAA regulations, your coaches are following them. But if you want to be good, you're going to have to do work on your own. So, I mean, it is a process. It is a job. It is all those different types of things. And, you know, you get what you put into it. I mean, it's a good, you know, I think Mr. Davidson said it best. It's the greatest experience of your life. And it truly is. And you'll get out of it what you put into it. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, the NCAA, MIAA with the rules and the practice time and what you're not allowed to do, what you are allowed to do. I think that somewhere along the political correctness of society, you know, it all became about, oh, let's make it look like we're doing what's best for student athletes. But those people don't have a clue what student athletes really, really want or really, really need. And, you know, I think that's just.
What do they really, 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 really want? What do they really, 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 really?
To me, I think student athletes came to, you know, if they've come to school, they've come to get a degree and play their sport. And I think limiting opportunities for them to practice their sport and play their sport is a travesty in and of itself. I mean, you know, I'm a coach at an NCAA school. I'm part of the MIAA, but you're not going to find me writing any fan mail to those two organizations anytime soon.
Who's the who was the Ohio State quarterback? Yeah, how soon we forget, huh? How soon we forget? He said, it's a blank to me right now, too, that won the national championship.
Carlisle Jones?
Yeah. Yeah.
12 gauge.
Who said, I didn't come here for no school.
Yeah.
I didn't come here to learn school.
I don't agree with that, because I think that's what we are here is to do, to go to school. But it's a balance between the two. I mean, that's the thing that I always love is when they're like, hey, more time to study. No, it's not more time to study. It's more time for our guys to go screw around, do whatever it is, and go play video games, or A, play more video games, or B. I think it's very funny that these supposed higher education individuals would think, hey, if we cut down on the amount of interaction that they have with their coaches, their mentors, that's a good idea because they're going to go to the library and study more. Somewhere in a room, someone said that, and it just blows my mind.
I doubt
I will ever get to be in a position where I get to address.
Damon Day and Dan Hawkins, neither one will be the answer to our Cunningham's Comedy Contest. The winner will receive two tickets to the 7:30 show Thursday night at Cunningham's. They also have a 10:30 show, but these will be to the early show. You also can have a meal with this. Come in. It starts at 6 o'clock, and you take care of the meal. The tickets will get you upstairs to the Cunningham's Journal Comedy Night, which this Thursday features Jason James. In just a second here, we're going to play a comedy clip. Might be from a stand-up, might be from a movie, might be from a television show. We're going to give you multiple ways to give us the answer. We draw out at random after the show tomorrow for a pair of tickets. So when you register, give us your name, your phone number, and the answer. That way we can contact you if you're the winner. Name, phone number, and answer. Someone's going to get a pair of tickets to see Jason James. Here's how you do it. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can comment on our Facebook post with what the answer is, or you can call or text the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, which is different than our normal number. It's 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. Here's this week's comedy clip.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that. Brick killed a guy.
Who is it, or what movie/television show is it from? Email the Dent Popper inbox, comment on our Facebook page, or text or call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 308-646-0506. And we'll give you another chance to listen to that tomorrow as well. So that's all coming up. Damon, anything else before we send you off to Pueblo? You're going to give Jess your cough, your illness?
No, nothing. I'm excited.
Some soft necking?
No.
Date night tomorrow?
No, high fives. High fives.
She would do that, too.
Yeah.
She would say, get away from me. I'm not even going to knuckle you. Yep. Not even knuckles.
I get high fives. That's cool. No, life's good.
Has she recovered from the banquet yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Still got some odds and ends to clean up, but...
She focusing on volleyball?
Yeah, very much so. I'm excited for her. I'm really excited for her. I mean, that's the cool thing about what I get to do is, you know, you get the moments with the Kyle Honeycutts and whatnot, but my wife gets stuck back at home for 7 days straight with being the thing. So thank you, honey.
Kids are so cool.
My kids are good kids, but I could tell yesterday when I got home, it was like, see ya. Gotta go. So I'm very blessed that she is as supportive as she is. So
we want to thank Matt Davison from the Husker Sports Network for joining us on the program today. Sutton High School senior Noah Johnson for chatting with us about his walk-on offer to the University of Nebraska. Tomorrow, a little baseball with pitching coach Marcus Clapp and softball with head coach Holly Carnes. We'll also talk Kearney High Basketball with Scott Steinbrook, and the head coach of Oak Hill will be joining us tomorrow, Steve Smith, the number one high school basketball team in the country who plays the Heartland Hoops Classic. We'll talk with him tomorrow around 11:30 here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!